us noisy village children. This is Lhasa, Bosa, and me, and Ola, and Britta, and Anna. We are the children who live in Noisy Village. I live at Middle Farm with Lhasa and Bosa. Ola lives at South Farm, and Britta and Anna live at North Farm. Granddad lives at North Farm, too. He would live there, of course, seeing as he is Britta and Anna's granddad. But all of us here in Noisy Village call him Granddad, because he is the only granddad we have. As for mums and dads, we have quite a lot of those. I mean, there is a mum and dad at North Farm, and a mum and dad at Middle Farm, and a mum and dad at South Farm. After that, there is no one else at all here in Noisy Village, apart from Agda, who helps mum, and Oscar, who is our farmhand, and Kella, who is the farmhand at North Farm. Oh, yes, at South Farm there is one more person. A tiny, tiny person. She is Ola's little sister, Sheshtin, who we got a few months ago. But when you are so small that you can't talk and can't walk, you're not really a proper person at all, are you? Although, Ola thinks his sister is more important than the king himself. Now I've told you about everyone who lives in Noisy Village. Except I haven't told you about Svip, who is Ola's dog, and Malcolm, and Milo, and Sesan, our cats, and Albertina, Bosa's hen, and all our cows and horses and sheep and pigs and rabbits. But they are not people, of course. Although, Svip is almost as clever as a human being, and cleverer than a girl, says Lhasa. We go sledging! Noisy Village is very high up, and when we walk to Storby Village, where we go to school and where the shop is, it's downhill almost all the way. But when we walk home again, we have to go uphill, of course. Lhasa says that when he grows up and becomes a cog-spinning, sprocket-swashing engineer, he will invent a hill that tilts up and down like a seesaw, so that you are always going downhill. Those hills from Noisy Village down to Storby Village are the best sledging slopes you can possibly imagine. We spend all the Christmas holidays sledging there. The day after Boxing Day this year, when we had read all the books we had for Christmas and eaten up all our ginger biscuits, Lhasa got out the big sledge we used to carry logs, and we set off down the slopes, all of us Noisy Village children. Lhasa was steering. Look out below! We all shouted as loudly as we could. That wasn't really necessary, because there's hardly ever anyone on our slopes. But it was fun to shout anyway, as we came swooshing down at top speed. Then it was quite difficult trudging up to Noisy Village again, and Lhasa talked a lot about that hill he was going to invent, the one that tilted up and down. Can't you invent it straight away? Asked Bosa. But Lhasa said that a hill like that would need so much dynamite and so many pulleys and nuts and bolts that it would take 10 years to make, and we couldn't wait that long. When at last we had dragged the sledge up all the hills and were just about to sit on it again outside our barn, Dad and Ola's dad and Britta and Anna's dad came out through the barn door. And Dad said,
Hey, kids, can we borrow the sledge for a while?
And then he sat on the sledge, and so did Uncle Eric, and Uncle Niels as well. And off they went down the slopes. We waited, but when they came back, they wanted to borrow the sledge again, because it was such fun riding on it. Honestly, to think that grown-ups can be so childish. So then we fetched North Farm's log sledge, and rode down after the dads. When we were halfway down the first slope, we saw them lying in a snowdrift, laughing their heads off.
Call that steering, Eric? Said Dad.
It was completely impossible to get them to give the sledge back. They rode on it over and over and over again, until Britta and Anna's mum came and told Uncle Eric that he had to go home and chop some wood.
We're never allowed to have any fun,
said Uncle Eric, laughing and brushing off all the snow. When we were on our own again, we had a race. Britta and Anna and I